Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Divas Got the J on today, Sunday, March 10th, 2013. I have another fun show for you guys today. I have the lovely, the awesome singer, Mr. Lenny Harold, who will be gracing the show with his presence today. I am so excited. I have had the opportunity of seeing him perform. He is a member of Blackstreet. And when I say he tears the house down with the voice, he tears the house down with the voice. I first experienced him in Seattle, Washington, back in September, and I was amazed. I was like, who is this guy with this voice? I was like, what is going on? And then I had the opportunity of seeing him again in October in D.C. for the Facistas Only event. And once again, Blackstreet performed, and let me just say, I was in the front against the little gate, and I was screaming like a little schoolgirl, like, because I was excited to hear him sing. But when he sung that song, Joy, Lord have mercy, that song has turned into, like, my crack. It's like every time I hear Blackstreet, I must hear the song Joy, and it's all because of this young man who will be on the show in a few minutes. I'm so excited to have him, his energy, his stage presence, his voice, his vocal range. His presence on the stage in general is just absolutely phenomenal. Blackstreet is one of the empires of the New Jack Swing in the early 90s. They brought us hits like Don't Leave, Joy, and No Diggity. And to have them back on the scene with these new awesome new members is just so awesome. I'm so happy for Mr. Harold for being in the group. He adds just this whole new twist and flavor. He rocks his little mohawk, and he dances around the stage, and he gets the girls, and he's just an awesome singer. So we're going to welcome him to Divas Got the J in just a few minutes. Of course, you all know that this is a celebrity gossip show. So, you know, other than having interviews and things like that, we do get into the celebrity gossip. And right now I'm going to drop the gossip on Miss Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj recently fired her glam squad in order to be taken more seriously in the industry. She fired her hairstylist, her makeup artist, her wardrobe people. And when I first heard this story, I was a bit confused because, in my opinion, you as an artist had a say in what goes on with your wardrobe. So if they're picking out these things for you and you're not really with it, then obviously you should change the direction of the look that you want to achieve. I mean, no one put a gun to her head and told her that she needs to do these whimsical designs and these hysterical things on her head and walk around looking like a Barbie from Japan. No one told her that she had to do that. So, you know, I feel bad for her squad because no matter who you get, who you portray and who you put yourself out there to be, it's ultimately determined what you're going to do in this industry. So good luck to Nicki Minaj and being taken seriously in the industry. I am going to be very anxious. I'm going to actually glue to this one to see exactly what happens to her in her new image. Lil' Kim was also in the news this week. Lil' Kim went on a Twitter rant, and she went on the paparazzi in the blogs because she said that they're photoshopping her pictures to sabotage her. Lil' Kim recently took to Twitter, and she went off, and she said that none of y'all pops is going to take a pic now. Here's a side-to-side shot that shows the ish. They did a few more raw and unedited pics. You guys S it up for all the paps. F out of here. Just going in. All they have been proven is that I'm that B with or without an album out. They always want to attack and bring the real ones down. Years and years they have been photoshopping pics of me and sabotaging my image, and I'm not taking the ish no more. Team Lil Kim, I put up with the lies and the BS from all the blogs for so long. So finally Lil Kim is speaking out about pictures that have surfaced where she just looks absolutely horrible. Like, even though she put up a regular image of her against the image that the paparazzi had, to me it's really no big difference. She just, it looks like the picture that they took of her, she was either about to burp or she was about to say something or she was trying to catch her breath. But then the other picture that she has, I mean, she's smiling, she's glowing. But she still looks like, I don't know. Like, I wish Lil' Kim never changed her image. I wish that she would have just kept the same imagery that she had when she first came out. So for all of the young ones who don't know, when Lil' Kim first came out, she was absolutely gorgeous. A bit on the skanky danky side, but that was the image that she was portraying. But at the end of the day, her face was gorgeous. Her body was great. She didn't have to go out and get the nose surgeries, the cheek implants, and the lip injections, and the boobs, and everything else that she got. I mean, her face really does look distorted. Like, it's not a game. It's not a joke. And I don't know what Lil' Kim's whole thing about it is, but it's really kind of sad that she felt that she had to go this far in order to be accepted. And in order to look good in the industry, it's not that easy. Hello, Diva J. Hello, say your name and where you're from. Hello. Okay, hopefully the caller will call back. I'm assuming that it is our caller of the day, so hopefully they will be calling back. So, again, Lil' Kim, get it together. I mean, they're going to talk about you forever and a day just because you keep giving them stuff to talk about. Hopefully, you know, she doesn't do any more plastic surgeries to come out looking like a plastic elephant Barbie doll, because that's what she looks like, unfortunately. Sorry, Kim, but you should have never got the surgeries in the first place. Kudos goes to Ciara. This is the first time that we'll actually see her on camera as a guest star on The Game. Now, The Game is set to come back on March 26th on BET Network. And I, for one, I'm raising my hand and you guys can't see it. I won't be watching. I'm just a fan of the original Game with Kelly and Tia and the original Jerwin. Hello, Davis got the J. State your name and where you from. Hello. Hello. Okay. So back to what I was saying. Hopefully the caller will call back. I'm not for sure what the disconnection is. But this, I'm not a fan of a new Game. I'm not a fan of Lauren London. I'm not a fan of the new guy who's playing Derwin. You just can't remove people like Tia and Pooch Hall and Kelly and think that every fan is just still going to be down and love the show. I love me some Tasha Mack. And I love me some Jose Sanchez. Beyond that, I'm not really a Jason Pitts type of person. He's all right. He's cool. But Brandy, I just can't get with it. I didn't even finish the last season. BET just takes shows, and to me, they just make them irrelevant. It's just like when the show was on the CW, the show was absolutely awesome. Now that the show is on BET, it's just really irrelevant. And, you know, So congratulations goes out to original Destiny's Child member, Latavia, who was expecting her first child. And if you don't know, Latavia was a part of the original Destiny's Child group with LaToya Luckett, Kelly Rowland, and Beyonce, the original group in which I really, 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 really love. So kudos goes out to her for, you know, coming into the limelight, releasing this information. I really, really, really love the original group, Destiny's Child. I think that they should come back. I feel as though these new people should just – I'm not a fan of Michelle. I'm just going to say it. I'm not a fan of her. I think that she – I'm not going to say what she – I think she is because Keisha Cole already spelled it out for me. I think that she should come back. I think that LaToya – Latavia and all of them. I think that Beyonce and them should do a real Destiny's Child reunion. Like, it's okay that you got Michelle. You can keep Michelle up there. Bring the other two original people out. Now, that will be a surprise for the audience. I really feel as though when Kelly joined the group, it was just like, it was image purposes. It wasn't really because she had talent. I felt as though it was because they just needed someone who had long hair and who was a shade in between Kelly and Beyonce. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. So congratulations goes out to Terrence J., who inks a book deal for his new book entitled The Wealth of My Mother's Wisdom. Terrence J. is just doing the thing. He is just so cute out here. He done left BET. He done got with a real network. Eat entertainment, and he's just doing his own thing, and I'm just so proud of him. Like, I'm just so proud of him. It's just like ever since he stepped out of that BET limelight, he's gotten so much better with his personality and, you know, being relevant within the industry. It's hard to be relevant. Unfortunately, BET just doesn't take everybody's career as well as they should. It doesn't really go far. But once the people leave BET, like AJ and Free, it's just like they just take off in their careers and they just go all these places. So congratulations goes out to him. I might actually take a second and read that book. Okay, so the Mrs. Carter Show, which is the Beyonce tour, is coming soon to a city near you. And I must say, I think I said it last week, I'm not for sure, people are going nuts. I mean, rent, repossessions, just nonsense of, I have to see Beyonce by any means necessary, and I'm going to get it done, and it's so ridiculous. So Beyonce, in majority of the cities that she's going to be performing in, is going to be doing two nights instead of one. In particular, D.C., she sold out. Her first show sold out in literally, I think they said 9 minutes and 39 seconds. The second show sold out in 12 minutes. Like, and people are posting these tickets on eBay, like it's a brain or a kidney. So people are, like, selling tickets for, like, $1,300. For, like, nosebleed sections. No offense, I would not pay ever, ever in life, unless it's Jesus, to be in the nosebleed section for $1,300. That is just absolutely ridiculous to see Queen B. I mean, I don't see what the difference is between seeing her live and seeing her on the DVD. I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell me what the difference is. But, I mean, only person I really pay tickets to see, I'm not even a concert person for real, but the only people I really pay to see is, like, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, but he's dead now, so, you know, hey. It's just so many people, but I do want to give a shout-out to Mr. Michael Keith, Melinda Santiago, for an awesome, awesome, awesome event that took place last Wednesday in Atlanta, Georgia, for the I'm Just Saying launch party for Vibe.com magazine. Michael Keys had a wonderful, wonderful event. And the whole team was there. Josh McNeil sung and Griff was there on the microphone with the comedy. Mr. Michael McFadden was there with the comedy. There were a lot of great artists that were in the building. The whole event was just absolutely awesome. So shout out goes to him and everything that he's doing. Hopefully, prayerfully, fingers crossed, toes crossed, legs crossed. They will be going on a tour soon, hopefully. I don't care where it is, but you all know that I'm a major fan, so I'll definitely be in the house to kick it. So shout out goes to Miss Rihanna, who just, this chick is just covering magazines like nobody's business. Pretty soon you're going to walk into your supermarket and every magazine is just going to have Rihanna on the cover. So shout out goes to her on her new cover. She's covering Elle magazine in the UK, showing off this interesting tattoo that is on her left side, which is a picture of a gun. Like, I don't know. It's kind of, it's a little odd. I don't know. I just, yeah, it's a bit odd to have a gun on the side. I don't know. I wonder what that means. So anyway, Coco, wife of Ice-T, I don't know what it is, but this girl feels the need to just keep releasing these pictures. These pictures are absolutely ridiculous. Like, she's been over. Her thong is not, well, clearly, it's not showing. She has a dress on. It's just ridiculous. She's boo-loving with a guy. She's hugging up on him, and he's got his lips on her, and I just don't know if I don't understand. Like, so in these pictures, you know, Coco is with a rapper, AP9, in which I've never heard of this man in my life. And they're being very, very flirty. They're kissing. It's just like, dang, Coco, like, are you trying to make Ice-T go to jail? It's really ridiculous. Like, I feel really bad for Ice-T because no one deserves that much disrespect in life. So hopefully, you know, she will get it together. So congratulations also goes out to Mr. A$AP Rocky, who gets on a Vogue cover, which is really interesting because he's kind of dapper. I'm not feeling the braids. He kind of got, like, the Harriet Tubman braids going on right now with the part down the middle and the braids on each side. I'm not really feeling that. The gear, however, is nice. The shoes are nice. The blazer and everything is nice. I'm just not feeling the hair. Apparently, you know, he's considered to be one of the fashionable rappers out here now. I don't think I can say what I really want to say. However, congratulations to him and his cover. Hopefully next time he'll get some better braids or, you know, whatever, because his braids were looking, like, really, really tech. So Justin Bieber collapsed at a show, but he still performs during the show. So he falls on the stage during a performance in London, and he's rushed to the hospital, but he continues to sing, and he passes out due to exhaustion, and his body was just tired. And he was just really, really weak. And for some odd reason, yes, I say odd and strange reason, this man is in his hospital bed, right? And he got some whitey tighties on. And he got, like, his body showing. But he don't have a body, though. So I'm not understanding the benefit of this picture because usually you want people to see your body if you take a shot from your head to about your torso. So you're kind of indicating that, yo, I'm cut, I'm ripped, I look good, you know, I'm sexy, yada, yada. But this particular picture is not conveying that he is sexy. I don't know. He doesn't really have a body in this picture. I really don't understand this picture at all. So hopefully he, you know, gets what he needs, which is probably some rest, and hopefully he will get it together. So VH1 has a new reality show, and it's called The Gossip Game. And basically it's a show that is just putting bloggers out there, all the bloggers that people really know, a lot of, like, Angela Lee from The Breakfast Club, reporter Sharon Carpenter, gossip blogger Vivian Billings, radio personality Kay Fox, editor of The Source magazine, Kim Osorio. And this whole show is based upon their life. So I have a very, very strong feeling that this show is going to be a lot of drama. And the problem that I have with this show is that it's spearheaded by Mona Scott Young. And Mona Scott Young is very, what is it? She's very drama-driven. So she really enjoys the fact that she brings these stories. People end up fighting. They place themselves in some serious predicaments where they're just arguing and they're fighting, and I just don't understand. And I'm sorry, everyone. I actually just got a tweet from Mr. Lenny Harrell, and he's telling me that he's ready to call in, but I'm talking and he doesn't want to interrupt me. So I want to say this to you, Lenny. Call the show and say something. Thank you. Now, back to what I was saying. I'm not a fan of Mona Scott Young is because I really don't feel like she cares about the people that she hates. Diva's got the J. State your name and where you from.
Diva J.
Uh-huh.
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Cool beans. No, I've been listening to the show already. I've been already sitting here.
Uh-huh. And I called you out. So, hi, Lenny.
What's up? I just didn't want to interrupt you. You were doing your current events. Your entertainment current events.
So tell the listeners who you are, where you're from, all the good stuff.
I am Lenny Harold. I am the new member of Blackstreet, legendary Grammy award-winning group, R&B group. And, yeah, that's about it.
How did you even get involved with Blackstreet? How did that work? How did that happen?
Well, I was assigned to an older label before, and I was working alongside Teddy, and even then he was asking me to be a part of the group, but at that point I was signed as a solo artist to this label. When that label did not work out, it was like a year had passed, I released a solo project, and then shortly after that, by the end of last year, it was him and Chauncey had called me and offered me the position, and everything was good, so I took it.
All right. So what has the reception been for you being a part of this legendary group? How have old fans and new fans received you?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's been truly awesome. It's been a major blessing. It's fun to see the fans, I guess, surprise factor when I guess I can fill the shoes pretty well, because Mark and Levi their voices are incredible, and those were really big shoes to fill. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been fun surprising the fans.
Yes, it has. I can say firsthand when I saw you guys in Seattle, I was like, "Who is this man?" I had to find you on Twitter and let you know that Joy, because of you, has become my crack. And it's okay, because it's serious, it's crack. And, what's it like when you're on the stage with Teddy and Chauncey, and when Dave walks out on the stage, what's that feeling like?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, we're all a family, we're all good. And so, it's a lot of fun just being up there with people that are legendary, especially Ted and Dave and Chauncey. You know what I mean? Like, it's an experience beyond experience, and I'm able to learn so much from them, from rehearsals to stage-wise to music-wise to business-wise to everything. So, you know, I take advantage of the situation.
Okay. And are you guys working on new material? Are you guys going to be releasing
anything? Of course we are. Yes, yes. And this new project is going to be phenomenal. I hope everybody is ready for it because it's going to be really, 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 really incredible. There's a lot of great music on it. David's featured on a few songs. It's you guys will be will welcome the surprise with this record.
Okay. And what about a tour? Is there any tours in the works?
Yeah, as much as I can say, we're working on some things. I don't want to say too much just yet, but yeah, we're working on some things. So the fans will definitely see us out and about on the roads really soon.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to let you leave without singing, because that's what you do. You sing. You don't hum. You sing. And I can't let you leave without singing. Now, you can say you sing it to the audience, or you can just say you singing to me, because I'm going to take it as you singing to me. We tweet enough for you to know what my song is.
Right.
So I'm really hoping that you'll sing my song. So you can go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Too funny. All right. Can't forget the day that she walked into my life. It was just the kind of thing that was so right on time. Like the warm rays of the sun, her sweet love kept shining down on me. Oh, all at once turned my life around, and with one kiss she set me free. She's giving me joy, joy, joy. That girl, she brings me joy. She's giving me joy. Girl, she brings me joy.
Oh, my day, my week is complete. Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I am a fan. You didn't even have to do much to convince me after Seattle.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, he's pretty awesome. And then it was like when I saw you again in D.C., I was like, oh, yeah. You didn't have to do much to convince me. You and Tyler, yeah, man. So I cannot wait for you guys to release new music, and I can't wait for you guys to go on tour, because I'm definitely going to come out and support. And I truly, truly thank you for coming on to the show, and, you know, thank you.
No doubt.
So I will chat with you later on Twitter, and thank you for coming.
No problem, and I just want to thank you so much for your support. With the group and the new members and them just loving us and and standing behind the brand. I so appreciate you so much. Thank you so much, Diva J.
No problem. Peace out.
All right, Mama. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first. Mr. Lenny Harrell, he tore the house down. Right now, we're about to get into the locker room with myself, with the absence of my partner, Mr. Out to Dude.
Five, four, Lynn for the win! Got it!
You are now in tune to the locker room with DJ and Out to Dude.
Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss Diva J, and I will be doing the locker room today. My partner, my comrade, the person that I enjoy to argue with about sports, is not here today. I had to say it like that, but I do. I love to argue with my partner. He's just awesome. He is absent today. He's actually, I'm going to call him out. I don't care. He in Ohio. He went to go for a family visit to Dayton, Ohio. You know, Dayton rhymes with Hayden. Yeah. So he's at home visiting. He's actually en route back to the DMV area So we definitely wish him safe travels as he travels back here safe and sound. So I do want to kick off the sports by saying that my Boston Celtics are losing to OKC. I'm not happy about this at all. However, if the Celtics need to lose to somebody, it has to be OKC because they are my favorite West Coast team, just like Boston is my favorite East Coast team. So, shout out to KD and Paul Pierce. I'm actually not watching the game at the moment, but I know that it is a fun, still riveting game, and I do know that actually I really don't even care who wins. I just hope they get it together. So, in NBA sports news, Amari Stoudemire is having knee surgery. He can miss up to 6 weeks, which is not good for the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks really need him on the court in order to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs, but they really need to win and get into the finals. I really need them to whoop on Miami like somebody beat all of their wives up and slept with all of their wives. So I really need them to just get in there, really get into the paint. Amari, get better, get well. Amari Stoudemire is a very, very, very key component to them making it to the finals. And hopefully, you know, his recovery is sooner than expected. But the thing about it is you really want them to wait and hold out and really get well and not have to re-injure themselves in the game. So, oh, those wonderful Washington Wizards. Well, the Washington Wizards won another game and won against the Charlotte Bobcats. You know, Washington is not one of those teams where you're like, they win everything, they're supposed to win everything. Like, the Washington Wizards have been losers since they were the Washington Bullets. I don't think it really matters, you know, what they call themselves. The fact of the matter is that they are horrible. Like, their winning streaks are horrible. Like, it's just, you look at their calendar and you're just like, oh, my God, can you just win something? Can you win for 1 week in a row? Can you just give it to me one time where y'all just win everything? But, you know, hopefully they do some reconstruction because they need the reconstruction more than any other team in the NBA. I really want Miami to do some reconstruction and put LeBron James out of the NBA. But I know that's not going to happen. So hopefully, prayerfully, fingers crossed, legs crossed, toes crossed, everything crossed, that the Miami Heat does not make it to the playoffs. Well, they're going to make it to the playoffs, excuse me, to the finals. I can't take another finals with the Miami Heat and LeBron in there. I really can't. Like, it's going to hurt my spirit. It's going to hurt my soul. I can't deal with it. I just want everybody to know that. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about the NFL, in which I really miss the NFL. I know it ended last month, but I really miss it. Like, I love a contact sport. So the Steelers released linebacker James Harrison in a cat move. After the team's hard-hitting defensive player who played in 2 Super Bowl championships failed to agree to a new contract. So, you know, contracts is, man, contracts in the NFL is kind of like going crazy these days. You got people signing for $100 billion. You just got everything going on these days. Like, we can't, you know, we can't even do that. So hopefully somebody picks him up. Hopefully he gets a new gig, and hopefully everything works out for him. Former Buffalo Bills star safety Saints dies at the age of 71. He is the Buffalo Bills Hall of Fame, on the Wall of Fame. He is in the NFL Hall of Fame, and he died after a lengthy battle of leukemia, and he succumbed at 71 years old, which is, you know, that's pretty, you know, good age. It's never good to hear that somebody passes, but, you know, hopefully, you know, his family is handling everything pretty well. Seems like he fought a pretty long battle, and hopefully the Bills do something to honor him because he is, you know, was a star player on their squad. The Falcons safety William Moore agrees to a 5-year deal. Strong safety William Moore agreed to resign with the Atlanta Falcons with a $14 million deal and 5-year contract. The maximum value of his deal is $32 million. sometimes I just want to go to the gym, get in shape, tie some things up, tie some things back, and try to be a football player. I mean, $14 million, $32 million to hike a ball and knock some people out. Like, that is like the perfect game in life to take out your frustration. If your wife cheated on you, boom, tackle about 5,000-6,000 people in a week. You know, if your girlfriend or your husband did something to you, made you mad, didn't make your ex the way you wanted them, boom, knock some people out, tackle them people, and then do the silly Ray Lewis dance. Now, speaking of Ray Lewis, now, I'm one to believe that I don't think that he's really going to retire. I really think that he's going to be like the Brett Favre of the NFL, where he's like, okay, I'm going to catch blow your bluff. And he's going to be like, okay, yeah, so I just decided in August that I'm going to come back and I'm going to join the team again. And I'm going to play for y'all and go get another championship. Like, that's the type of person, like, I feel like he is. I don't want him to come back because you know how I feel about the – who are they? Yeah, them people, them purple and yellow folks. I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan. I will never be a fan. In my opinion, every year the Bengals should go to the Super Bowl, even though it does never seem to happen like that. But, you know, I can dream, can't I? So hopefully, you know, this year in the NFL is going to be a phenomenal year. We know for sure that those people that my co-host love will not be in it. Anybody's playoffs or nowhere near them. So, yeah, shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals, and hopefully y'all beat everybody y'all play this year, every single person. So I'm going to go ahead and run down some NBA scores from Friday all the way up into the present. OKC beat Charlotte at 116 over 94. Indiana beat Orlando 116-86. Memphis beat Cleveland 103-92. Dallas beat Detroit 102-99. Brooklyn beat Washington 95-78. Miami beat Philadelphia 102-93. Chicago beat Utah 89-88. Boston beat Atlanta 107-102. The Portland Trail Blazers beat San Antonio, good God, 136-106. Jeez, well, that was a game right there, man. Sacramento Kings beat Phoenix 121-112. LA Lakers beat Toronto 118-116. Houston beat Golden State 94-88. I'll run down Saturday scores for everybody. Brooklyn beat Atlanta 93-80. New York over Utah 113-84. Memphis Grizzlies over New Orleans 96-85. Washington over Charlotte 104-87. Denver over Minnesota 111-88. Phoenix over Houston 107-105. Milwaukee beat the Golden State Nuggets 103-93. So it is March Madness. We're getting heavy into the playoff season. We're about to enter it. And I'm just so excited to see what's going to flip around, what's going to change, how things are going to change, because I have a strong feeling that whoever people thought was going to win is really not going to win. So it's going to be really, really interesting. I'm going to go ahead and run off the NCAA basketball scores from today. Temple over VCU, 84-76. Liberty over Charleston Southern, 87-76. Wisconsin over Penn State, 63-60. No surprise right here. Whoop-whoop. Ohio State over Illinois, 68-55. Iona and Niagara are actually still playing right now. Iona is 70, Niagara is 61. George Mason is currently winning over Northeastern, 45-43. Right now they're in the second half with 11 minutes and 21 seconds to go. Virginia Tech and Wake Forest are right now in a battle. Wake Forest is winning 69-51. Wichita State is playing against Manhattan right now, 52-43, 10 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the second quarter. On the way, Indiana and Michigan will begin at 4 p.m. Fairfield in Vermont at 5 p.m., James Madison in Delaware at 4:30. So it's going to be really interesting because I know the Terps yesterday, for those of y'all who don't know the Terps, which is Maryland, University of Maryland, the Terps, it was Terp season around here with these people walking around here with these daggone turtle shells. Now, I just need to know, you know, from a fashion standpoint, like, that's not attractive to walk around with shells on your back. That's just really not attractive. But I'll go ahead and run down the scores from yesterday. Davidson and Georgia Southern. Davidson took it home 86-59. Florida Gulf Coast beat Mercer 88-75. Purdue and Minnesota 89-73. Georgetown and Syracuse. Georgetown won 61-39. Good Lord, Syracuse. Did you come to play at all? See, you know what? That score right there is ridiculous. The fact that you only scored 39 points in the whole game, like the whole entire game, that is absolutely out of order. LIU Brooklyn beat Wagner 94-82. UAB and Memphis took it home 86-71. Vermont beat New Hampshire 61-42. Like, this stuff is ridiculous to me. Like, how do you, I don't know. In my opinion, college scores should just be slightly higher than the NBA scores. I understand that the quarters are shorter and their time span is shorter, but, I mean, it doesn't even seem like they're thirsty enough. This is ridiculous. West Michigan beat Central Michigan 71-68. Toledo beat East Michigan 78-67. Boston College beat Georgia Tech 74-72. Kentucky beat Florida 61-57. Connecticut beat Providence 63-59. St. Louis beat LaSalle 78-54. Mississippi beat LSU 81-67. Iowa State beat West Virginia 83-74. Oklahoma State beat Kansas State 76-70. Vanderbilt beat South Carolina 74-64. Arkansas beat Texas A&M 73-62. Pittsburgh beat DuPaul 81-66. Lafayette beat Lee at 82-69. Ball State beat Northern Illinois 53-51. George Washington beat Dayton 81-80. I want to say it one more time. George Washington beat Dayton 81-80. Ha. UMBC beat Hartford 69-62. Liberty beat Garner Webb 65-62. Marquette beat St. John 69-67. Florida State beat North Carolina State 71-67. Massachusetts beat Rhode Island 76-66. UCLA beat Washington 61-54. Iowa beat Nebraska 74-60. Utah beat Oregon 62-52. Appalachian State beat Furman 74-60. Niagara beat Siena 74-62. Miami, Florida beat Clemson 62-49. Mount St. Mary's beat Robert Morris 69-60. UTEP beat SMU 67-63. North Dakota beat Southern Utah 68-61. George Mason beat Drexel at 60-54. Boise State beat San Diego State 69-65. Louisville beat Notre Dame 73-57. Northwestern State beat Sam Houston State 84-73. Texas beat Texas Tech at 71-69. Georgia lost to Alabama, Roll Tide, 61-58. Miami University in Ohio and Ohio University, Ohio beat Miami University in Ohio, 58-54. And once again, you know, the Battle of the States, you know, my awesome, awesome co-host who is not here today, he hates Ohio team, and it's okay, because the fact of the matter is, we win. Michigan loses. Like, who wants to be a part of that? Like, no one wants to lose. People want to win. We don't have time to be out here losing and all that. We don't have time for that type of stuff. So, as everybody knows, the baseball season is in effect. Preseason is going on right now. Baseball is very boring. The fact that you can hit a ball with a stick and get paid millions is still boggling my brain. I could go outside, get a branch stick, and hit a ball, and then I can go play baseball. Like, that type of stuff is just ridiculous to me. But either way, you know, there are so many people who find this American classic sport to be absolutely interesting, but I don't really understand how. So, you know, but I do have my favorite team, which is the Cincinnati Reds. Whoop, whoop, go Cincinnati. Right now, whoop, in the spring training seasons, we are not doing really good at all. And I don't even understand the names of these leagues right now, because right now they're not doing, like, the National League and the Minor League. Like, it's really ridiculous. They have these leagues called the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League. And right now, Kansas City and Baltimore are at the top of each league. And, yeah, it's really interesting. I haven't really been paying attention to the spring training season because I'm not really a baseball fan. Like, I used to go to baseball games when I was living in Ohio when I was a kid, but to actually sit down and watch the sport, it's really boring. So for all of you who are like these diehard hockey fans, hockey season, as you know, is in full swing after a long, long lockout. Like, their lockout was longer than it. NBA lockout last year, and I'll just say the NBA lockout last year, it changed my whole life. It affected the way I breathed because I couldn't watch basketball. Oh my God, it affected my whole life. Like, my whole life was just like on pins and needles, and I wasn't even getting paid for it. But that just goes to show you how much I love my team. I love Boston with all of my heart. I bleed green. Kevin Garnett is just the daddy of all. He's just awesome. I just love Kevin Garnett. I just love the whole Celtics team. Shout out to the Celtics. Boo Miami. I cannot wait for Derrick Rose to come back to Chicago. I am a major Derrick Rose fan. I made sure last year when he was playing that I was able to make it and get courtside tickets at the Verizon Center when they came and they played, just so I could see Derrick Rose. Now, you know, and see him in all of his glory. I'm gonna go ahead and take my comrade's line. See, I can see him in all of his glories of glory. And, yeah, I'm not talking about just the way he plays. But, ladies, if you've seen Mr. Derrick Rose, and you know that Derrick Rose can not only play some ball, but Derrick Rose is quite the looker. So, if you've been paying attention to basketball, then you have been very surprised, like I have been, very surprised to see some teams who have been considered low on the totem pole actually rise to the occasion. To see Memphis, to see Indiana really take to the court, really get in the paint, really score, and really show what they are made of is absolutely ridiculous to me. The fact that Indiana is at the top of the Central Division above Chicago, it's really, really just interesting. And basketball just over the years is very, very interesting to me because I remember at a point in time when Detroit was at the top of the Central with Richard Hamilton and Rasheed Wallace and just Ben. It was just like, yeah, like I cannot believe the direction that things are going. This Brooklyn team, the revamping of the Nets, the way that they have taken to the court and the way that they have been scoring and the way that they have been playing has been absolutely ridiculous. The New York Knicks, I'm very still surprised of. I feel like they should be doing a whole lot better than what they're doing. With the surgery with Amari Stoudemire, I really feel like it's going to change the direction and the position of the standings towards the finals. I'm not going to be surprised to see Brooklyn win Atlantic Division and possibly make it to the finals. Now, that might be a stretch in saying that, but I'm really not going to be surprised. If Boston makes it to the playoffs, I will be surprised. But, you know, they probably will make it to the playoffs. But Brooklyn is a strong contender to make it to the finals. Right now in the Atlantic Division, they're only behind one game. They're going to make a. They're going to have a seat in the playoffs, but I'm going. It's going to be really interesting to see who wins the Atlantic division because Brooklyn is only behind by one place against the New York Knicks, who are 38, Brooklyn's 37, and Boston is 34. So with those three, it's going to be really interesting to see how this actually ends up playing up once it really, you know, gets towards the final season. The Central Division is another interesting division because Indiana for so long has taken a back seat. They've been in positions number four and positions number five. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they actually do. If they win this particular division, it's going to be interesting. Like, I'm telling you, the whole NBA season this year has been very, very interesting. This is not stuff that you normally see in the NBA. NBA is normally predictable. You can expect to see Boston in the playoffs. You can expect to see Miami in the playoffs. You can expect to see Chicago in the playoffs. You can expect to see New York in the playoffs. And Philadelphia, too, at one point in time. But now with this whole shift, it's just really ridiculous. And San Antonio, let me just say this, too. I love San Antonio. I've always been a fan of Tim Duncan. I like Tony Parker, even though he's injured and he's not playing right now. excuse me. I love that San Antonio still keeps that drive. They're like that secret threat. They're like a drink when you go to the club and you're not trying to get drunk, but then you get that drink and it just sneaks up on you, and then all of a sudden it just takes over. That's what San Antonio is. San Antonio does just that because a lot of people sleep on them, even though they're number one in the Southwest Division. A lot of people sleep on them. But these Memphis Grizzlies, man, let me tell you, I just don't know. Like, normally they're in the backseat. They're bottom of their division. New Orleans has been low because they've lost their key player. Their key player who played for the New Orleans Hornets is now a member of the L.A. Clippers, in which – as soon as I get to the Pacific region, we're going to talk about that too heavily. So, you know, it's so clear to see that when you lose a key player, when you lose someone who has played a major part in your team's dynamic, it's very interesting to see that when they lose that particular player, and for them it was only one player, and that was CP3. When they lost him, the whole squad just lost. The fact that they're 21-42 is really, really ridiculous. And Dallas, who was 2 years ago an NBA champion, they're now number four. They're taking the backseat to Houston. Like, it's really ridiculous. The Northwest region is pretty much, it stays the same. OKC is dominating right now. Even though it's only four spots between them and Denver, they're still dominating. They're going to win their division in the Northwest. They definitely will fall behind San Antonio, but it will actually be interesting to see who comes in number one between San Antonio and OKC, because right now they're just two spots behind each other in their particular division. So it's really just going to be really, really interesting. Now for this Pacific region, and for all you Lakers fans, I'm about to throw a whole lot of shade and hate to you right now. I'm not a Lakers fan. I never have been a Lakers fan. I think that the Lakers are really – I think they all should just jump into a lake and not come up. Is that bad? I just don't like them. Like, everybody expects the Lakers to win, and the Lakers are not the best squad. Like, I will never say – never stop saying this. They never should have tried to build this dream team squad, because it just did not work for them. It backfired for them. And then you had the underdog, the LA Clippers, sitting at the top of the food chain in the Pacific region. How the heck does that work? Like, Blake Griffin and CP3 has just taken over the Pacific Conference. And nobody can tell me or say anything different about that. It just is what it is. And the fact that Golden State is above the Lakers, that should tell all of you Laker fans something. Who the heck pays attention to Golden State Warriors? Who knows a member of the Golden State Warriors? Now, that's a good question. Who knows a player on the Golden State Warriors? The fact that they're number two is ridiculous. Like, you Lakers fans really need to rally behind your team next year when it comes to revamping, because they're definitely going to revamp, because Dwight Howard is not going to return. They're not going to renew his contract. They're not going to ask him to do another contract with them to play like he's been playing. It's not going to work. So for all of you who are Lakers fans, I suggest y'all sign some petitions. Y'all go lay at the altar. Y'all go do whatever y'all have to do. But the Lakers squad is doomed. They're not making no playoffs this year. They're not going to be in no finals. If they make it to the playoffs, they're not going to make it past the first round. So you can pretty much bank that. They're not going to make it after the second round. Unfortunately for Dwight Howard, I mean, you know, he's spending millions of dollars and he's dating celebrity stars. He will not be back in L.A. next year. And if he is, I'd be very surprised. So let's put it like this. I'm going to go ahead and put a bet out. If Dwight Howard remains with the Lakers after this year, I'm going to buy a Laker jersey. Yeah, I'm going to make sure I tweet that. If he comes back, then I'll buy a Laker jersey. And I don't even like the Lakers, so that goes to tell you how much I know that he's not going to make it back. But shout out to the LA Clippers. It's going to be interesting to see out of the Clippers, OKC, and San Antonio, who actually makes it to the finals from those three teams, because it's not going to be any other teams. Golden State is not going to make it. Denver is not going to make it. The Lakers is not going to make it. Memphis is not going to make it. It's going to be out of those three squads. And I'm going to be honest, I would love to see CP3 in a final. Definitely. I'd love to see him in the final. I actually love to see him in the final against New York. Oh, let me be clear, because there's two teams there. New York Knicks. So hopefully, you know, this season it's not going to disappoint. It's going to be shocking, but it's not going to disappoint. I'd love to see anybody in the finals except for Miami. I just want Dwight Howard to come on to Boston. That's what I want him to do. I want him to come on to Boston. Go ahead and walk on over to Boston. Come to California and come to Boston. Boston will love you. I will love him even more if he comes to Boston. Just come back to the East Coast. Get away from the Lakers. I can't love him playing for the Lakers because I don't like the Lakers. I love Boston and OKC. So even if he went to OKC or if he went to Boston, I would be absolutely happy. But you know what? I would actually be even more happy if he went ahead and went to the Atlanta Hawks, which is who I really, really, in my heart, feel like that is where he wants to go, because that's where he's from. So who doesn't want to play on the squad where they're from? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, time is winding down for me on the locker room. Shout out to my co-host. Shout out to the whole InTune family. Shout out to Miss T. Austin and Kay Bookman and Phoenix and Dr. Sue, and to the awesome head lady herself, Miss P. I love her. I love everything that she stands for. She's an absolute inspiration to women everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, look out for a whole lot of stuff coming from the InTune family. We are about to take over. There's so many things that are happening and going on right now. You can follow me on Twitter at @DIVAH_J, and also follow my awesome co-host in his absence, Mr. Altidude. That's Altidude. Don't ask me what it means, because I still don't know what altitude means, just like I don't know what an Oakland Raider is. So, Miss P, are you there? Miss P?
Okay. Hey, beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm up here like, click, click, why can't she hear me? But thank you so much for a great interview.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
You too, beauty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm in tune. Want to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. Tony and Tony.